translation by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra, having been dethroned, and people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to protect the people and enable them to flourish, and he curbed the rogues and thieves. So we'll repeat responsively. O Nanda Maharaj, as recorded in history, when there was an irregular, incapable government, Indra having been dethroned, and people were being harassed and disturbed by thieves, this child appeared in order to protect the people and enable them to flourish. And he curbed the rogues and thieves. Purport. Indra is the king of the universe. Demons, thieves and rogues always disturb Indra. Indrari vakolam lokam. But when Indraris, the enemies of Indra, become prominent, Krishna appears. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam Indrari vakulam lokam mridyanti yuge yuge. Bhagavatam 1.3.28. So, Chakalpa Chupis Cha Kripa Sindhu Eva Cha Patit Nam Pavani Bhu Vaishnava Bhu Namona. So, we have here the situation where we have Garga Muni, and he's glorifying Krishna at the moment. There's been a name giving that. What's been requested by Nanda Maharaj is a name-giving ceremony for Krishna and Balaram. And so Garga Muni is doing this, and now he's actually describing the extraordinary qualities of Krishna. So that's what we're seeing here. So Garga Muni, he's the priest of the Yadu dynasty, and he's a great saintly person, you know, and an expert astrologer, Jyotish. And he knows past lives of living entities and how it affects their present life. He's an extraordinary saintly brahmana. And he's explained Balaram's glories, and now he's describing Krishna's glories in this set of verses right now. And he's actually now describing how auspicious a son Krishna is in this verse, and how extremely fortunate persons who are attached to Krishna are. And he's just explained to Nanda Maharaj that by Krishna's grace, he'll surpass all difficulties. You know, that's how auspicious Krishna is, if you have his association. And that he'll bring bliss to the coward men of Gokul, is described in these verses. So in this particular verse, Garga Muni is explaining how Krishna enables people to flourish in their Krishna consciousness by curbing, he said, demons, rogues and thieves, you know. So this is the demons, the rogues and thieves, they make it difficult for people to practice spiritual life. So particularly that what's being described is that the Lord he's incarnating to protect theists at this. So, again, we're seeing an extraordinary display of Krishna's power. So, Nanda Maharaj, it's their son Krishna. But Garga Muni is explaining, not an ordinary son. And they have the good fortune that they're attached to this extraordinary personality. So, you can see that how fortunate it is if a person develops attachment and love for Krishna, like Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda have, like the cowherd boys, Radharani and the gopis have, and so on, that they'll be fully protected. And it's teaching us that if we develop love and attachment for Krishna, then we'll be fully protected. You know, it's the indication of this verse. And more than that, Krishna's protection is being expressed here. That how extraordinary Krishna is. It's saying that Krishna appears 5,000 years ago, and he's avatari. And this verse is quoted from Bhagavatam, Krishna's to Bhagavan Swayam. He said that he appears 5,000 years ago. He's avatari. It means all of the other avatars are contained within Krishna. He's the sum and bonum of all of them. It means Ram, Nrisimha, Varaha. They're all partial expansions of Krishna, but he's the full, he's Purna, he's the full expansion of Krishna. And then 500 years ago, incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also avatari. He's non-different from Krishna. The only difference is that Mahaprabhu's come in the mood of a devotee of the Lord. He's actually... Krishna is wanting to taste what is the love that Radharani has for me? So he wanted to taste this mood. So he came as Krishna in the mood of Srimati Radharani so that he could understand what her love was for him. So Mahaprabhu is a very, very merciful incarnation. He's also avatari. I was asked today to tie in book distribution with the verse, so they're going side by side today. So when Krishna appears, he killed many demons. You know? But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears, he did not kill demons. He was very merciful. He killed the demoniac mentality in the demons in the suras. That's a difference between them. You see many pastimes where Krishna is killing demons. He's in the wrestling ring with the two wrestlers. What's their names? China and Mustika, you know, like that. So many other demons are killed, Putana, and so on, in a merciful way. But Lord Chaitanya, you can see how merciful he is, that you've got the story of Jagai and Madai, where Lord Nityananda and Nanda and Haridas Thakur, they've gone for preaching, and Lord Nityananda is so much affectionate towards Lord Chaitanya that he wants to glorify him. So he's thinking, there's two rascals, Jagai and Madai, that done all heinous and abominable sinful activities that could be done, debauchees, drunkards, womanizers. They were like number one, you know, on the list, you know, like in this modern age, everyone would be worshipping them, you know. But what happened is Lord Nisha was thinking, if I can save Jagai and Madai, then I can show the glories of my Lord and Master Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he's with Haridas Thakur, and so he's tried to preach them, and Dabala is reminding that they were being chased the whole day by Jagai and Madai because they got so infuriated. Huh? You know, like when you go on book distribution, you try and preach to the wrong person, they're chasing off the street, you know. So they're running around all day being chased by Jagai and Madai. And that night, Haridas goes back to Lord Chaitanya and says, you know, you've given me this crazy preaching partner. He's trying to preach to such persons, you know, he's endangering our lives, you know. But, you know, Lord Nityananda is so merciful. Next day, his compassion, he's thinking, no, I'll try again, you know. So he goes and he goes to Jagai Madai, and they're irritated, and Jagai, I think it is that correct? He takes a pot and he whacks it on Lord Nityananda's head, and blood starts to pour from his head. Lord Nityananda's not getting angry. I mean, just we're insulted, and we're, you know, Sankirtan thinking, you know, who does he think he is, you know. He's getting whacked on the head. And he's not. He's actually feeling pain for these people, that they're suffering so much that they're acting like this. And he's still angry, and he was going to take a bit of the pot and hit him again. And Madai, he's He stops him because he can understand what type of person behaves like this, you know, that he's just tolerating this type of an insult, you know. So at the same time, Lord Chaitanya gets wind of this and he's coming, he's furious. He comes with his Sudarshan Chakra and he's ready to kill Jagai. He's so upset that his devotee is being treated like this, you know. So the mood of the devotee, if you see someone hurt another devotee, they want to protect them. So, but Lord Nityananda is so compassionate. Lord Chaitanya is furious and he's saying, my Lord, you know, you haven't come as Krishna in this age, you've come as Mahaprabhu, you've come, your weapon is the holy name, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. You've come to destroy the demonic mentality in the hearts of the living entities. So you will not be performing your correct function in this age if you do that. So this is the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He's come to destroy the suffering in the living entities through the chanting of the holy names, you know. He's actually Radharani, he's in the mood of Radharani crying in separation from Krishna, and he's chanting the Maha Mantra in this mood, distributing Krishna Prem to the conditioned souls of Kali Yuga. So he's indiscriminately, Mahaprabhu's indiscriminately giving Krishna Prem to one and all in Kali Yuga through the Yuga Dharma, the congregational chanting of the holy name. Krishna is telling us to surrender to him, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is practically teaching us how to surrender to Krishna through his practical example. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a practical teacher, you know. He practices what he preaches, as do the spiritual masters in his line following his example. They're practical teachers. They're chanting, glorifying Krishna, and propagating that message so that people will stop suffering in this age, which is the attribute of a bona fide spiritual master. He's very merciful. So in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's been said that the spiritual master, he's a Gaura Priya Jana. He's Gaura Priya, he's very dear to Gauranga Mahaprabhu, just like his own family, because he wants to do the service of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, which is to save the fallen conditioned souls. And he has two features. One of them is as a manifestation of Lord Nityananda, where he's preaching and giving his mercy to help fallen conditioned souls like Nityananda is doing. And the other is Radha Priyasakhi. He's a very dear girlfriend of Radharani. He's a Manjari in our line. The exalted spiritual masters are like this. So, coming back a little bit to this point of avatars. So, the purpose... Excuse me, I prepared a few things. There's nothing inside here, really. So another verse that is describing about the Lord coming to descend and protect the devotees is Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya Glani Bhavati Bharata. Right, so in this verse it's saying whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, O descendant of Bharat, and a predominant rise of irreligion, at that time I descend myself. So this purport very nicely explains why does the Lord appear in this material world? So the Lord, he's actually the manufacturer of the religious systems. Actually, the Vedas are also accepted as originally spoken by the Lord himself to Brahma from within his heart. Yeah? So everything is actually coming from the Lord, you know. The Gita is spoken to Vivaswan, sun god, from Krishna as well, like this. So the purpose of the Vedas is to establish such principles under the order of the Supreme Lord, religious principles in the society. And the Lord directly orders at the end of Gita, in his Sarva Dharma Pratyajaya. The highest principle of religion is to surrender unto the Lord Himself and nothing more. That's it. So the Vedic principles push one towards a complete surrender unto Krishna. That is the purpose of the Vedic. So wherever such principles are disturbed by demoniac persons, the Lord's appearing to correct the situation, like is being discussed in this verse, you know. And each avatar, he has a particular mission. Like, for example, Lord Buddha, he's there was a lot of killing in the name of the Vedas, so he appears to teach ahimsa, non-violence, so that people will stop slaughtering animals in the name of the Vedas. So he's an incarnation of Krishna. He's coming with a certain purpose, a particular mission. But the purpose is always the same with the different incarnations. It's to lead people to God consciousness and obedience to religious principles. They're just giving different doses of the medicine. But in this age, we're so fortunate that Mahaprabhu is coming to give the full prescription, Krishna Prem, which cannot be achieved in any other yuga, and once in a day of Lord Brahma. That's how extraordinarily fortunate we are in this particular Kali Yuga. So, in which way does the Lord descend? He descends. Sometimes he himself descends, like we're discussing, like Lord Chaitanya personally. Sometimes he sends his bona fide representative. This is in the purport for this particular verse. In the form of his son, like Jesus Christ. We're coming up to Christmas now, you know, the time of Jesus Christ. Or his servant, or himself in some disguised form. Lord Chaitanya's Chana avatar. Not everyone knows that he's Krishna. So he's coming. And then how much religious principles taught? It depends actually on the level of spiritual consciousness of living of the people that are being taught. So like Jesus Christ, he's teaching religious principles, but they're based on the moral platform. Love thy neighbor as thyself, do unto others as I do unto you. So different incarnations and spiritual teachers come in different parts of the world to teach spiritual principles. You know. They're all empowered by the Lord if they're bona fide representatives. You know. And the higher principle of religion begins with the acceptance of the Varna Ashram, the four social orders and states of life. You know, like that. So the main point is that the purpose of the mission of the incarnations is to arouse Krishna consciousness everywhere according to time, place, and circumstance. So, we'll go on a bit further. Time is running short. So we can see that in this Kali Yuga, people are suffering in Kali Yuga. It's an age of quarrel and hypocrisy. I don't know if anyone's noticed it. You know, every now and then we have a disagreement with someone, even as devotees, fighting, you know, arguing about which zone we're going to distribute our books in, you know, like that. There's all sorts of things that go on in Kali Yuga. So people are suffering in this modern civilization because they're ignorant. Yeah? It's in this so-called civilization we're suffering due to a lack of knowledge of what to do so we can live peacefully. You know, meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex—they're rife. You know, they're actually considered a good business. You can make a lot of money out of them. Yeah, the common man is thinking like this. Bhuta Bhavana Prabhu was very nicely yesterday explaining how from Dharma comes Artha yesterday. But these people are so confused, they're selling meat, alcohol, illicit sex, and gambling, making money out of it, and thinking, I'm making a good earning, you know. But they're gliding to hell. Yeah, this is the problem of Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya has appeared to mitigate the sufferings of the living entities, to distribute Krishna Prem in this particular atmosphere. Yeah? People of Kali Yuga, they're attached to adharmic activity. Most of us didn't even know when we were young what the word adharmic meant. You know, so we're prolonging our suffering of birth, old age, disease and death in this world without knowing why. People working hard like cats and dogs, you know, trying to make ends meet because the government set up a system where you get taxed in such a way that it even breaks the whole family structure up. Both the husband and wife have to go to work, so it creates an unstable environment for children to grow up in. There's no mother's love in the house. Both are just working hard to put some food on the table, you know. So people and then on top of that, people don't know what to do to actually become happy. There, when they're in their leisure time, you know, nightclubs, discos, you know, get older, go on a little cruise, you know, vanaprastha stage, go on a cruise. Don't meet any sadhus in a holy dharm. And then, you know, even like Prabhupada was once, he was watching a man, he was playing golf in his old age, and tears were coming out of his eyes. He was thinking, what a misuse of this human form of life. Yeah. At the end of life, someone should be hearing and chanting and trying to remember Krishna so that time of death, he can have an auspicious disappearance. But this is the situation in Kali Yuga. Yeah. Many times when we're distributing books on the street, we're seeing people, I'm suffering with depression. I'm unhappy. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what the purpose of my life is. You know, they're saying it, some politely, some more honestly, depending on how broken they've become by the material energy. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to deliver the people of Kali Yuga as an avatar, as avatarian, particularly in this case. So people want to be genuinely happy, but they don't know how to, you know. So some are even on, as we've seen, they're on the Kamsa program, trying to be happy, you know. They're envious of other people, pushing other people aside, and getting their way, and they think, yes, I'm happy, I got what I wanted. But they're actually creating more suffering for themselves. You know? They're being intoxicated by the modes of passion and ignorance. You know? So, what is the Kamsa program? You know, if we go back a little bit in the 10th canto, we see Kamsa was actually a condemned personality in the Bhojanism because he was envious and sinful. You know? Thereupon, he heard an omen in the sky, you know, that he was going to, I think this was the seventh son, would kill him. And he was actually taking his sister to her husband's house, you know, like a good brother would do. Like, nice, everything was, you know, showing his loving affection for his sister. When he heard the omen, he caught hold of his sister's hair with his left hand, and he pulled a sword out and was ready to chop her head off. You know? So, Kamsa mentality, you know? So, we can see, you know, that demoniac mentality, which may be very gross, Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokul Nanda, Sitaram Lakshman Hanayon, Shri Shri Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. As soon as our self-interest or our life is at risk, we forget all affection for our family and friends, like he did. He forgot his affection for his sister, and they become objects of his enmity, you know. So this is the nature of demons, you know. So until our heart is completely cleaned, we may possess some of these qualities you might have noticed from time to time if we're introspective. So, therefore, we have to take shelter of the process of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada warns, he posed No one should trust a demon despite any amount of affection shown by them. He's saying like this. And he's also saying, you know, aside from this, a king, a politician, and a woman cannot be trusted since they do anything abominable for their personal interest. Now, Chanika Pandit saying this, not me, so don't get upset with me. He's talking about materialistic kings, politicians, women. It's not people with materialistic heart. This is the thing. Anyone's getting in the way of sense gratification, that's it. Indirectly kill them. I want to kill them. Or squash them. Remove them from my path. You know. So, what's the solution to get off the Kamsa program? That's what we're asking. Both for the practicing devotees and the knowledge, they need what really is needed for those that are practicing and those that are out there bewildered in the material world is they need pure transcendental knowledge. So who came to the Western world to give this type of knowledge, yeah, to fulfill Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire? This Srila Prabhupada came. You know, he's Senapati Bhakta. He's a great general in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's army. You know, he's ensured that in every town and village, the holy names of Krishna will be chanted. He's created a program for distributing Krishna consciousness to free people from this suffering. Mm-hmm. And this way, the world that's under a strong grip of passion and ignorance, and its population that's gliding towards hell, that was ourselves, you know, have a chance to be saved. So, the question is, really, how will we get out of passion and ignorance and come to mode of goodness and then Sudasattva, pure goodness, you know? What's the solution to break the cycle? So there's a verse in Srimad Bhagavatam 10.1.4. I won't attempt to say the Sanskrit because I'll probably put you all to sleep and disgust you. So I'll just read out the translation. It says, glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is performed in the parampara system. That is, it is conveyed from the spiritual master to the disciple. Such glorification is relished by those no longer interested in the false temporary glorification of this cosmic manifestation. So here's the point. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned soul undergoing repeated birth and death. Descriptions of the Lord are the right medicine for the conditioned souls undergoing repeated birth and death. Yeah. So, therefore, who will cease hearing such glorification of the Lord except a butcher or one who is killed, who is killing his own self? So we see here, a solution is actually hearing spiritual topics. So, again, very important who we hear from. So Prabhupada, in the purport, he's discussing that the person that we hear from, he should be free from material desires. Because when a person like that speaks, he can touch our heart. His heart is pure. He has attachment for Krishna. So here are some nice points that Prabhupada's making his purport. So in India, for this particular verse, he goes, it is a practice among the general populace to hear about Krishna either from Bhagavad Gita or from Srimad Bhagavatam in order to gain relief from the disease of repeated birth and death. And he goes on, this verse indicates, however, that such recitation of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam must be done by persons completely freed from material desires. Nivritta Tarasaha. So, the desire for sense enjoyment can be stopped by hearing Harikatha from pure sources. So here we have like Srila Prabhupada's literatures written by a person whose compassion in his heart is so huge that his heart's bleeding to save the people of Kali Yuga. And we have a chance to read those literatures, discuss them together, and distribute that knowledge to help people suffering in this age of Kali Yuga, which is very pleasing to the Yuga avatar, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who wants that in every town and village, everyone will chant the holy names of Krishna. Again, the importance of hearing from a liberated person. If we hear the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from a liberated persons, this hearing will certainly free us from the bondage of material activities. Another insurance, yeah. So then Prabhupada will warn us who not to hear from, like he'll say, the professional reciters. But hearing Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by a professional reciter cannot actually help us achieve liberation. So people are getting cheated. They're going to so many people. They may not be like the traditional Bhagavatam professional reciter in India, telling them, I can teach you how to become happy. You meet people on the street, yeah, I'm doing so-and-so process, and which scripture is that in? Sometimes it's not, it's a concoction of different bits and pieces, and the person's happily doing it with full enthusiasm to come happy. But in Kali Yuga, they just have to chant Hare Krishna, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, and they'll become peaceful and happy. That's the assurance that's been given here. So, it behooves the followers of Srila Prabhupada to distribute that transcendental knowledge, especially around this time of Christmas time. People are looking for happiness. They're going shopping and buying lots of presents, and they're thinking how to make their nearest and dearest happy. But they're actually contributing to their unhappiness. You know, they'll have a nice roast turkey on the for Christmas Day. And everyone will be happily drinking some wine and hoping that they'll be happy, but creating suffering for themselves, but because they don't have knowledge. So we're fortunate enough to come in contact with that knowledge, and it behooves us therefore to distribute it. So again, we'll go further into this topic. So let's go further, because we're running out of time. There's more to say about this, but we'll have to leave it. So, just another, again, Srila Prabhupada's words about becoming freed from the suffering. His karmis, or persons attached to material sense enjoyment, generally cannot give up this material desire. But Krishna Katha is such a potent medicine that if one is induced to hear Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, he will certainly be freed from this disease. Yeah? A practical example is Dhruva Maharaj, he goes on to say, who at the end of his tapasya was fully satisfied. When the Lord wanted to give Dhruva Maharaj a benediction, Dhruva Maharaj refused. Yeah, he said, my dear Lord, he said, I am fully satisfied. I do not ask for any benediction for material sense gratification. So we can actually see that he said that even young boys and girls in the Krishna conscious movement have given up their long practice of bad habits like illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, because Krishna consciousness is so potent that it gives them full satisfaction. They are no longer interested in material sense of gratification. So that good fortune that has come to us, it's to be shared with people that are suffering and to help one another apply those teachings, because we all fall into difficulties from time to time. And good association can save us and will inspire others to come and join in Krishna consciousness, you know. So the question comes, how do you develop a taste for Harikatha, you know? What's the key to developing a taste for Harikatha? So, Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.16, very nice verse. Shushrusho shradadanasya vasudev katha ruchi Sian Mat Seva Vipra Punyatita Nise Vanat. O twice born sages, by serving those devotees who are completely freed from all vice, great service is done. By such service, one gains affinity for hearing the message of Vasudev. We all hear this verse, you know. Some very nice points in the purport. I'll just share them with you. So, because Prabhupada says, there are many men called devas or godly living beings, and there are men called asuras or demons who are against the authority of the Supreme Lord. Yeah, because it goes on, these asuras are gradually rectified to God consciousness by the mercy of the Lord's liberated servitors in different countries according to the Supreme Will. So we see that same theme is there for the topic of the class today. The Lord appears, He sends His pure devotees, and they're bringing people to Krishna. We should be broad-minded when we meet Christians, Muslims, and so on. Srila Prabhupada said, we're presenting these literatures to complement what you're doing. Please read them, see if they can assist you in your quest to develop love for God. You know, and find a way to connect them so they can receive Srila Prabhupada's literatures. You know. And here we have, how do we develop Katharuchis, taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna? So the servants of God come to propagate God consciousness, and intelligent people should cooperate with them in every respect. By serving the servant of God, one can please God more than by directly serving the Lord. Yeah? The Lord is more pleased when He sees that His servants are properly respected, because such servants risk everything for the service of the Lord, and so are very dear to the Lord. The Lord declares in Bhagavad Gita, 1869, that no one is dearer to Him than one who risks everything to preach His glories. So we see Srila Prabhupada risked everything. In old age, he comes to the West. He preaches to people that were living in an abominable condition of life. He takes so many risks and uses his blood to translate these books so that people will actually stop their suffering. Now here's the point. He goes, by serving the servants of the Lord, one gradually gets the quality of such servants, and thus one becomes qualified to hear the glories of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible to enter the kingdom of God. The eagerness to hear about God is the first qualification of a devotee eligible to enter the kingdom of God. So here's the key, that we have to serve the pure devotee. How pleasing Srila Prabhupada. How to please Srila Prabhupada? There's one very nice purport. I think I might have discussed it once when I was giving class. It's evident from the purport. This a verse in Rupa Goswami's Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which appears in CC. A well-known verse, and it's in the purport. It's indicating Srila Prabhupada's mood. It's very, very inspiring, I found. So what's pure devotional service? Anya Blasita Sunyam Gyana Kamri Anavritam Anukulena Krishna Anisilam Bhakti Uttamam. So in the purport, he says something very, very nice. He says, Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto Him. And devotional service means preaching this gospel all over the world. You know, we're meant to serve favorably, and he's defining his expression of that is to preach this gospel all over the world. So the devotees of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness, they're to assist one another in spreading the message of Krishna consciousness. You know? One who preaches the gospel of Bhagavad Gita for the benefit of all is most dear to Krishna. Again, stressing the point. It goes on in the same report. The criterion is that a devotee must know what Krishna wants him to do. Yeah? This understanding can be achieved through the medium of a spiritual master who is a bona fide representative of Krishna. Then he goes on, without accepting a bona fide spiritual master coming in the disciplic succession, one cannot find out the real purpose of devotional service. So we have to actually hear from someone that is very dear to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and has a desire to distribute his message if we want to get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yeah. So the first business of the pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master. Therefore, one has to accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master and agree to be directed by him. Yeah. The first business of a pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness. And if one can satisfy the spiritual master, Krishna is automatically satisfied. Yeah? Yasya prasada, Bhagavat prasada. So this is the success of devotional service. And then he goes, this is the meaning of the word anukulena, that is favorable devotional service to the Lord. This is why Srila Prabhupada is describing in this purport, what's favorable. So here we see that the Prabhupada's purport, so if you read them, they're full of this type of mood of distributing mercy to others. So we'll go a little bit further because we have to end now. We missed a few nice things, but I read one more thing. Srila Prabhupada's mood about gratitude, I was reading. That is the process of the International Society of Krishna Consciousness. Each and every member of this society was rescued from a very abominable condition. Wasn't it true? Most of us rescued. I don't know what I'd be doing now if I hadn't come across the devotees, you know. But now they are engaged in preaching the cult of Krishna consciousness. Again, if one wants to be recognized as a devotee by Krishna, he should take up to preaching work following the advice of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Again, the first business of the pure devotee is to satisfy his spiritual master, whose only business is to spread Krishna consciousness, as that's being stressed. So the point that I'm trying to bring across in this class is the verse is talking about how Krishna comes to correct the situation at a particular time, place, and so when thieves, rogues, and rascals are predominant in the society. So in this age, he's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants everyone to chant the holy names in every town and village and hear topics about Krishna so that one will be freed from their material desires. So one of the main ways of propagating Krishna consciousness is through book distribution. Books, Harinam Prasad, they're like three weapons. And especially in this month of Krishna's, we can utilize the Christmas spirit in Krishna's service, you know. And we will surely please Jesus Christ or Jesus Christos or Jesus the Son of Krishna, as is explained in Science of Self-Realization, you know. If we glorify his father, Krishna, at Christmas time, after all, it's actually Krishna time. You know? So we not only please Jesus Christ, but importantly for us, we'll please Srila Prabhupada and his bona fide representatives who want to serve Srila Prabhupada and spread his mission. So we can just be like little peons assisting by trying to get people to take books in whichever way. Whatever ability we have, if we try and engage it, we'll get mercy for trying to do that, you know. So, you have to excuse me, I was born in a Christian family, Roman Catholic, so you know, I appreciated when I had Jesus Christ, Jesus Christo and Krishna. I was very happy to see that Christianity was accommodated in Krishna consciousness when I joined. So, for me, it's a nice time of the year when I meet Christians and so on. So very simple for us. We can assist in propagating pure spiritual knowledge, which is the solution to the problem of life, in the form of Srila Prabhupada's books. And we're saving ourselves. Yeah? We're attracting the mercy of Guru and Krishna. And in the process of saving others, we're saving others from the sufferings of birth, old age, disease and death, and the trappings caused by having a cancer mentality. So These are some points. There's more, but we'll run out of time, and it's time to go out and distribute books for everyone. Or do your service to assist people that are propagating spiritual life. So I'll stop there.